This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. You may have noticed from ads popping up on your television and your computer that it is election season. This year, Pennsylvanians will be electing a governor, a U.S. senator, members of Congress, all running in new districts, and there are state races as well. The Pennsylvania primary is May 15th, and we'll be checking in with our senior reporter, Dave Davies, to keep us up on some key races. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Jennifer.
Dave, there are some hard-hitting ads attacking two Republican candidates for governor, Scott Wagner and Paul Mango. And first of all, tell us a little bit about these two.
Well, Jen, they're both wealthy businessmen, each of whom has pumped about $6 million into his own campaign. That's why they can afford all these TV ads. Scott Wagner is from York County and proudly says he's in the garbage business, grew up on a farm, built his solid waste company from scratch. He stormed into the Republican Party in 2014 by running against the party's candidate in a special election for state Senate and winning as an independent write-in candidate. That's just unheard of. And he's gained a lot of influence in the party since by contributing money to other candidates and to Republican county organizations. So he has the party's endorsement in the primary. That doesn't always happen. He's very plain-spoken, kind of brash, often compared to Donald Trump.
Okay. What about Paul Mango?
He's from Pittsburgh. He's a very successful health care consultant for the international firm McKinsey & Company. He's very proud of the fact that he went to West Point and got his diploma handed to him by Ronald Reagan. That's a handy campaign picture to use. And also proud of the fact that he served in the 82nd Airborne Division of the Army. Both men quite conservative.
Dave, you're saying both are conservative. Where are they different and what are they fighting about?
Well, they're really fighting about who's going to win. I mean, Paul Mango went after Wagner, I think, because Wagner got on television first. He had the state party's endorsement, and he might run away with the race. So Paul Mango began attacking Wagner, and Wagner responded. I think these were kind of on some manufactured policy differences, like did Wagner support a bill to put boys in girls' bathrooms? This came from his support of an equal opportunity LGBT ordinance. Wagner says it's nonsense. Wagner called Mango an Obamacare lover. You can't be that as a Republican. But then it got really personal. Listen to this ad from Mango attacking Wagner.
Meet slumlord Scott Wagner, sued for renting apartments with termites, no heat, and leaking water. Deadbeat Dad Wagner hauled into court in order to pay $800,000 in back alimony and child support.
Tough stuff. That reference to him being a deadbeat dad and being hauled into court for child support stems from a dispute in Wagner's divorce about the size of his income, but there's no evidence that he actually ever missed a child support payment.
And that's what led to the Wagner ad we've seen with his daughter. It's in black and white, and she's speaking directly into the camera.
Right. This is his adult daughter, Catherine, responding to Mango. Let's listen to a bit of that.
Paul Mango is a disgrace. Mango is taking a decade-old dispute and twisting the truth. Mr. Mango, you're not half the man my father is. Take down your disgusting ads and apologize.
You know, the state party chairman has said this kind of stuff will hurt the party. He's particularly bothered by the Mango attack ad, asked them to tone it down. I don't think that's likely to happen. Mango did not take down the ad at Catherine Wagner's request. And Mango's people tell me that you can expect to see an ad from them portraying Wagner as a, quote, violent, unhinged individual going back decades.
There's a third candidate in the race, Laura Ellsworth, attorney from Pittsburgh, and she is staying out of this.
But a lot of that's because she doesn't have the personal wealth they do to buy those TV ads. I asked her about all these millions going into attack ads, and she said, yeah, that's not how people want to pick the next governor.
I don't think the governor's office is for sale. I don't think anybody wants it to go to the highest bidder. I think they want it to go to the person who shows the character and leadership and focus on the issues that impact real people.
Ellsworth, like Mango and Wagner, she's a fiscal conservative. She favors restrictive abortion laws. But unlike them, she favors some institutional changes, such as creating a citizens commission to draw legislative lines to end gerrymandering. She likes term limits and wants campaign finance contribution limits, which currently don't exist in Pennsylvania. If voters are really turned off by all this snarling between Wagner and Mango, it could help Ellsworth, but she's going to need to have enough money to get a little better known. She says she'll have some TV ads in the closing weeks.
Dave, on the Democratic side, Governor Wolf is unopposed, seeking a second term.
Yes, and he has about $1 zillion in his campaign fund ready for the fall. Actually, it's $14 million, but it's a lot of money.
Okay, that is a lot of money. We have some time left, Dave. There's a development in the departure of Congressman Charlie Dent, a Republican. Some may remember him as a member of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus in D.C. He announced he would not seek re-election some time ago, but...
Well, yeah, what's new is that he has said he will not finish his term in that district, which is centered in the Lehigh County. He is going to leave office around May, which will require a special election to replace him. And what's weird about it, Jen, is that, you know, the Supreme Court redrew all of the electoral boundaries. So the special election will occur in a different geographical district than the new district. And you could have a circumstance where a Republican who lives in both, and both Republican candidates for the new district do live in both of these overlapping districts, they could win the special election and be an incumbent congressman for a few months while they seek to win the new district. It may be a little confusing.
Well, yeah, I'm a little confused. What's Dent going to do next?
I had a thought that he might have been leaving early to give the Republican Party some advantage in the elections to replace him. Phone calls suggest I don't think that's true. I think it's for his own personal reasons that will eventually become clear, I'm sure.
Well, as always, thank you for your insight. Dave Davies, our senior reporter at WHYY. You can listen to him on the radio and find him online with his blog, Off Mic. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure.